Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, as heard on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Network, brought to you by Tom and Bubba of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
There we go, Bub. Good morning. It's another beautiful morning down here in sunny South Florida, man. How are you today?
Hey, man, doing really good so far. Just, you know, cranking away, actually, out in the main facility on the SEMA build right now, trying to wrap that thing up, dude. The countdown is close.
Unbelievable, Bub. That car is absolutely stunning, man.
I can't even finish the sentence, and he cuts me off
again,
Bob,
I swear.
Oh, Bub,
that's because I'm so excited about it, man. It is stunning what you have done with that car, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's coming along really strong, dude. The car looks great, looks amazing, and, you know, we're just out there cranking away again. I've got... my personal assistant out there, Craig, he just literally went and got us some more. We actually ran out of our Allen head buttons fasteners, so we just had to go get some more. I think we have probably close to 150 of them on this car, doing the wide body, doing the fastening, doing the carbon creation stuff. So it has been insane.
Bub, you are one of the top three designers and builders in the world today, as recognized by your peers. This is the world's only 600 horsepower stock block 2.3 liter EcoBoost Mustang. It is absolutely stunning. We're going to talk a little bit about that here in just a moment. Big shout out to all of our fans around the world. Gary Glasgow out there and Gary McCormick out there in Glasgow, Scotland. Richard down in Richard Oakland down in Abilene, Texas. Chris West out in California. All of our fans and friends all over the world. Big shout out to the successful crew out there at Orange County Choppers. Paul, Joni, all of those guys. We're going to be talking a little bit about the mentors in our life today, Bub, in this first segment.
Yeah.
Because it's such an important thing. We touched on it last week, and we probably had 100 emails over the week, so we wanted to revisit that again today.
Yeah, and that's funny too, because that just came actually from one of our not only super good friends, but another big builder in the industry. That came from Larry Williams, is where that all stemmed from, about the whole mentor thing, you know, and really the history of BEM, where it all came from. So that was really cool that, you know, Larry, another, you know, you could say, I don't like to call it competitor, but another.
He's not a competitor.
No, I consider everything that we do with all of our friends in the industry, I consider it all fun competition. Everybody's out there doing super solid stuff, crazy quality, man, and just pushing everybody to the top. But Larry threw out a question, and that's just kind of what brought it up. And then we just had so many people chime in behind that as well.
So we wanted to do a special segment on it. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning around the world from Tom and Bubba here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Welcome to the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, Doing It Bubba Style. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Our website's kind of going to go through some revamping, Bub. We are going to be including all of the SEMA partners, Steeda, all of the big names that have joined us on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Terminix Precision Turbo SEMA car that will be featured in booth 24125 right there in the main hall as you go in there to SEMA.
Yeah.
And we will be selling all of their products online to include the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Bubba Edition SEMA package.
Yeah, it's, you know, the car's coming together super strong, man. We've had literally, man, so many officially on that car. We have 13 sponsors, man. That's pretty huge. You know, for most companies to throw in on something like that. I mean, that's a lot of big major sponsors out there. All of these guys very set in the industry marketplace. So, you know, there are companies like Steeda, Watson Racing. I mean, these are multi-million dollar companies that have honestly no need to further market and promote their business, right?
But they want to be with the best.
Right. But because they are already so well known in the motorsports arena, you know, there was really no reason for any of these, no incentive essentially for them to just jump on board. But because of the mark that this car is setting on the industry, especially with everything right now at Turbonetix Precision, this turbo kit is literally getting 50 state carb tested right now as we speak on another Mustang EcoBoost. It has to be a full stock platform. So you literally take the Turbonetix / Precision turbocharger, bolt it on, and it goes off for testing. You can't modify anything, alter anything. It has to be an out of the box on the car installed and go through 50 state emissions compliancy. So that's going on right now. Really cool, man. And all these guys have really kicked up a lot of product for this car.
A lot of people don't understand. You are the innovator and designer of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbonetics SSX concept Camaro that did two national tours that we were on the road with.
Yeah.
It's on a private collector's museum. You developed the LS platform for that. Turbonetics can't keep it in stock.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they turned to you to break and innovatively design this setup on the EcoBoost Mustang. It is a stock block 2.3 liter drop-in turbocharged. You have the only turbocharger like it in the world. You've now designed it in partnership with CPE Engineering.
Yeah.
And you've put down 603 horsepower on the stock 2.3 liter Mustang motor.
Listen, dude, so let's talk about that for a second. So I drove that car this morning.
Insane, man.
So first gear, zero traction, right? I mean, if you hit any
even
sort
with
of,
the Steeder suspension.
Oh, for sure. Even at a roll, it doesn't matter if you're launching from a stop. I mean, there's zero traction first gear. I mean, this thing is 0 to 7,500 RPM in a matter of seconds. So it just spins everywhere in first. I was at a cruise this morning in third, you know, just coming up central. So I leave our development coming up central, first gear shift, second gear shift, go into third, and I just lay into it, dude. And this thing was all over the road, man.
Yeah.
Talk about fun, man. Let me tell you, 600 horsepower in today's world is not a lot of horsepower,
no,
right?
Not.
Because that is
out
kind
of a four-cylinder? Come on, man.
Out of a four-cylinder, it's insanity, right?
Never happened before
so
on the Mustang.
Pushing the limit. You know, you've got that power-to-weight ratio that's just incredible, dude. But, you know, that's not a remarkable number in today's world of cars. Knowing that, you know, you get factory Mopars. I mean, look at the new Demon that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that stuff, all of these cars are coming out with 850 plus horsepower, 0 to 60 in under 2.5 seconds. So, I mean, 600 horsepower is not a crazy number in today's world, but in its respected class on a four-cylinder street car that is 50 state legal, dude, what?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique for the very finest in boutique fashions and apparel. It is Miss Outlaw Boutique here in Abacoa, Florida, 561-660-6695. Good morning to Robin and Layla. Robin is from Newburgh, New York, where Orange County Choppers headquarters is.
That's right,
is.
Man, right
in
across
fact,
the street.
Yep. In fact, Grandma Nelbach's house is directly across from Senior's main facility there. I was talking to his beautiful wife, his being Paul Senior's beautiful wife yesterday, Joan. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people, man. And despite how Pilgrim TV may have tried to, you know, boost the ratings through, you know, argumentative behaviors and things like that.
Yeah, of course.
Senior is an amazing guy, Bub, who's to know him on a personal level is totally different than to know him on a television perspective. We're going to talk a lot more about that.
Well, listen, don't make him seem like too much of a softy now.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You got to keep
because
his reputation
people think
up.
I'm the hard ass too. Yeah, right,
for sure.
Okay, there we go. Miss Outlaw Boutique. Miss Outlaw Boutique. 561-660-6695. Ladies and gentlemen, big announcement today between Morpheus Design and Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. It's a huge thing. We'll be talking about it at about 9:30. We're going to have 9:25. We're going to have Jesse from Morpheus Raps come in or
Dude,
call in, Bub.
Doing
this is a big
some
one.
Sick stuff right now. Let me tell you, he is literally, I want you guys to know, he is putting right now as we speak, literally late into last night, early into this morning, already 6 o'clock this morning. We're already talking Eastern time. He is doing the icing on the cake on the SEMA build, dude.
Yep.
Wait until everyone sees it. I mean, there's stuff going on behind the scenes. We have leaderboards being built for this car.
It's crazy,
I was talking
man.
With Julie last night. Reggie hooked me up with a girl named Julie over
at
Turbonetics.
I know you were working with him,
We have custom billet aluminum and titanium emblems coming for this car that are all PTE-based.
Yes.
We have leaderboards being built for this car, and Jesse has his hands in every one of those and putting that design together.
That's
so
correct.
Huge props to Morpheus for getting all that done, man. The design side of it, the way it's going to come together. Not a full vehicle wrap on this car, but
it's going to have
the paint protection on it, and it does have all of the vinyl logoing and cutouts being done. Insanity what's going on, because it is, as you know, the details that make it in the end.
Well, that's why you wanted the Steeda Autosport suspension focused on more than the interior, the custom interior you built for this car, and the exterior upgrades.
Well, those are the things you see, man. It's obvious. You walk up to a car, you see the exterior, you see the interior. Now show me what else you've done that you have to kind of look for, right?
And a lot of people don't know that every nut and bolt you put on a car is indexed 24, I mean, in a north-south fashion. You're a very anal builder. You're a very obsessive, compulsive builder. The quality and detail shows in everything you do.
I don't like when you use that word anal with me. Moving on.
Yes. In fact, I think Layla, your fiance, the beautiful former supermodel and owner of Miss Outlaw Boutique with Robin, you guys were supposed to be up with Billy Lane and the
Today,
Speed
actually,
event.
Yeah.
He wanted her to be the flag girl again,
yeah.
But unfortunately, you guys weren't able to. We're in that SEMA crunch time right now, and Robin and Layla have a big sale going on over at Miss Outlaw Boutique today.
Yeah, man, it's crazy stuff. I know actually Rick Petko's with Billy right now.
You and Rick are very good friends. Yep.
They're setting stuff up with third Sons of Speed event right now. So it's you know, crazy, man. Huge props to Billy for, you know, making that come together as fast as he did. I mean, that is a lot. And he's literally benchmarking that right now in history of motorcycles, I think.
Well, and the thing is, you know, you and Billy and Rick and I enjoy a very fun relationship, a very cherished relationship. It's just such a positive group of guys, and it's such a great mechanic, especially Xavier from Buck Cherry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny because, you know, we're all friends. We all run in that same group together. And as I was listening to XM Radio, you have it out in the main build facility, not in the upholstery shop or our paint shop.
But,
I was listening to a song of Buck Cherry's. And as you know, I'm a musician. I play music, as are you. And I was listening very intently to the drum section because I'd never paid that much attention to it until yesterday when I was listening to him play. He's quite an accomplished drummer, man.
Oh, big time, dude. It's, you know, it's insane, man. And to, you know, for on a personal level, you know, not many people think past that, you know, that rock star level status that he is. But on a personal level, he's an incredible bike builder, dude. So, I mean, really, I mean, he's hand in hand right there with Billy. You know, they're super, super of best friends, man. And it's, you know, it's really cool watching him do that kind of stuff. And, you know, just get the things done, man. They're doing a lot of behind the scenes stuff right now. A lot of crazy filming going on with them. So it's, you know, sorry, Billy, we missed you. Layla and I definitely wanted to get up there with you guys. You know, Aaron's ready to go with another one. So super cool, really exciting all the way across the front.
Good morning, caller. You're joining us live on Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. How are you today? Caller, are you with us? Can you hear us, caller?
I'm here, bro.
Good morning, and who are we speaking to today?
I'm doing all right. How you guys doing?
I'm doing well, man. How are you today?
I'm okay. Just having a little hard time, and that's got nothing to do with age.
Paul Senior,
what's up?
Good morning. How are you, ladies and gentlemen? The world famous Paul Senior from Orange County Choppers. Paul, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
How is everything up your way in Newburgh, New York, where my beautiful wife is from?
The weather here is pretty nice.
It's 67
degrees.
Ooh. Oh, man. It's beautiful up there.
That's beautiful weather right there. Oh, no, that's beautiful, Paul. It's a little hot still here in South Florida, as you know. We're still up in that 85, 88 degree temperature range by 7 in the morning, so a little sweaty already.
Exactly, man. A lot of people don't know.
I'll take it.
Yes, you will. As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, Senior and his beautiful bride, Joni, have a wonderful home here in South Florida. I won't disclose exactly where, but they are residents, part-time residents of the South Florida area. And we are honored to have the affiliation with Senior. And, you know, Senior, we were one of the main segments today was who were the biggest mentors in our lives from a business perspective. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching, you will physically see that I am holding up Paul Senior's book called The Ride of a Lifetime. And this is a book that Senior wrote. I am dead serious about when I share with you, audience around the world, we have about 22 million listeners worldwide, that I literally use this, as you can see, as my Bible for my business model. From the very first show that Senior and his sons, Mikey and Junior, did, through their entire marketing campaign, their first black coffee book that they put out on Black Friday for people to see, through today, Senior's business model has been the main thrust of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports and its 15-year success. So, Senior, may I please thank you personally, sir?
No, I'm really flattered. I feel that way.
Senior, it's incredible. I am a former alcoholic like you are. You started back in the days of Newburgh, not working so much, Senior, with motorcycles, although your passion was there. If I recall correctly, and please correct me if I'm wrong, your first car was a 64 Dodge Dart. Is that correct?
Yeah. 64 Dodge Dart. Slant six, push button.
Right on. Ladies and gentlemen, if I didn't know the man so well, how would I know that information? And Senior really cut his teeth on cars. And the backstory is, you know, being an alcoholic myself, because we're always alcoholics. Is that correct, Senior?
Yeah, okay, day at a time, bro.
And, you know, Senior, one of the beautiful, and I'm not trying to reflect on the past, I'm trying to give the audience around the world, Glary Glasgow out in Scotland and all of these people. What people don't understand, Senior, is that, you know, you have to fight that demon every day. And you would work very hard doing home improvements and things like that, you know, steel work, steel fabrication back in the early days with two of your friends and one you went on to be a partner with. And you eventually had to separate ways with him as well, because his intent was to continue to drink. And when you broke off, I believe it was 1984, if I'm correct. Is that right? 1984 was the last time you had a drink,
85.
Right?
Yeah, 85.
In 1985. In 85, when you decided to cut right, and I say right, if you know what I mean, not left, wink, wink, right, right? So we stayed on the Republican side of it. When you decided to cut right, Senior, you never looked back. Take us from there.
First of all, I think it's good that you
talk a little bit about your alcohol, and that's what it's all about.
So, Bub, talk a little bit about that, okay? As we all know, Paul Senior, as you know, mm-hmm. I have every sleeping bag they ever put on the market. Mm-hmm. In my office.
You must get really hot at nighttime then.
I do. Me and Paul sleep together every night. Robin's kind
either
of jealous of it. That's exactly right. I mean,
all that must happen at your house every night is.
Yep, exactly. And the zipper's worn out at this point.
Oh, boy.
By the way, Senior, did you know I was sharing with your beautiful bride last night when we spoke? You know, Robin's mom or grandmother's house, Grandma Nellbach's house, is, for example, if we're sitting in when we were up there with John Corner when the restaurant first opened there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we sat there and it was really cool because, like the bikes, everything you touch, Senior, it's top shelf. So even the hamburger buns
have the smallest detail. Yep.
That's it, man. Mm-hmm. Even the hamburger buns have the OCC logo embedded, kind of burned into them, right? Am I right? So,
yeah, you're right.
As you look out the window, Senior, to 17K right there, okay, directly across the street. In that wooded area is Grandma Nellbach's house. That's where Robin grew up as a young child.
Really?
We just passed that spot, Tom.
Good morning, Joni. How are you?
Good morning. I was just pointing that out. I said that's your wife's grandmother's place.
Yes, it is.
And what's funny about the whole story is Robin's still somewhere in the woods.
Yeah, we haven't found her since you went up there two months ago.
That's funny, man.
So, Senior, Mom said that there's a lot of changes that have gone on at OCC headquarters. There's four bowling lanes in there. Take us through that, man. I didn't want to say too much about the Discovery Show. Can we talk about that for a moment?
Next week you can.
Okay, next week we'll talk about it. Okay.
Not that you didn't give away anything.
Well, you know what? That's exciting because, Senior, again, the number one business model that this company was based upon was Orange County Choppers. I can remember, Senior, in the second season of Orange County Choppers, I can remember when the coloring books came out, and I knew at that time that was the business model I wanted to emulate. In my office today, I still have a whiteboard with many ideas that I copied, and I've been writing down for 13 years of that marketing model. your influence on people's lives, not only from a humanitarian effort, but from a business effort, it cannot be put into words.
Thanks, man. And listen, I need to correct you. It's ideas.
IDEARS, right? That's good. Senior, are you going to be at SEMA this year?
With everything going on, I probably won't be able to get there, unfortunately. I haven't really been there in a while, but I built a bike for Carol Shelby. And we unveiled it there some years back. That's a great show.
Do you remember, Senior, the Snap-on bike?
Yeah, that was one of the bikes in the very
So this is how much of an impression you made upon Bub. Bub and Billy Lane, you know him very well.
He's a big fan and an inspiration, especially his creativity and the stuff that he built was way ahead of his time. You mentioned Rick Ritko, he's helping me out with a project. Those guys are the two most talented guys that I know.
Thanks, Senior. That's very, very, very complimentary of you to say. Billy and Bub and Rick, they're all very close. Those are very, very, you know, you and I as a father, you and I as elders in this industry, we can step back and just, I mean, stand in awe of Junior and Bubba and Rick and all of these guys who are behind us and have just taken things to a whole new level, right?
Absolutely.
It's just crazy. By the way, Senior and Joni, I couldn't stop laughing. You know, you and I, it's no secret, have the same personalities. I drive the tour bus through gates and I'm not supposed to be driving it. I break everything. So you and I like to tear things up and have fun. And I have that reputation out there in the industry. So I couldn't stop laughing, Senior, when I was watching. And ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen this video, you need to go out to Orange County Choppers, not only Facebook page, but Instagram. And Mikey walks in behind Senior while he's doing the analytics on the Instagram, right? And Bub, have you seen this episode,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you see the nice burning flame of Orange County Choppers, right? Real nice intro to it, right? And all of a sudden you see Senior with his feet up, looking, running his numbers, and I think he's talking to Jason Poole, although you never see Jason Poole in the picture, right? And Mikey walks in as the kind of comedian of the show, and he's got his hair pulled back and done like Senior's. He's got the mustache that keeps falling off, and he's chewing gum and emulating. Senior looks up over his shoulder, and instead of hitting Mikey, he just looks at Jason Poole and knocks him right out of a chair.
You got to have some fun, and I think it's good for morale with people. You know, they don't want vacations, they want to blow stuff up and have fun, you know.
Yep. We're still blowing stuff up, Senior. We blow up everything we can.
Yes. It's
just so much fun, man. It just really, really is so much. How's Jason and everybody doing?
You know they're doing really well. Jason has two kids, and I think got one on the way now.
Wow, nice. Man. Wow. How are the kids doing?
Crazy.
Well?
Yeah, it's crazy.
All the kids are doing well. And how is Junior
doing? Junior's doing really good. He's got his own place.
He's over on Stonecastle, right?
No, he moved out of there into the town of Montgomery, a little smaller shop. It's absolutely beautiful.
Is it really? It's nicer than the Stonecastle facility, huh?
Absolutely.
And how about Senior? Have you spoken to or heard from Vinny at all? He's been kind of under the radar lately. What's he been up to?
I think Vinny has his own mechanic shop. I don't really run into him too often.
Yeah, right on, man. Right on. Well, I understand all of OCC headquarters has got a whole new feel to it. Mom stopped into it there. There's the bowling lanes and all that kind of exciting stuff. Tell me a little bit about what's going on with that renovation.
We have arcade games in our retail store, bowling alleys, we have a restaurant that's been there for around, I don't know, five years or so, and we're looking to build a floorboard and stuff like that, so we're kind of all over the place, but we just launched a clothing line through Europe, so a lot's going on.
Well, you know what, Senior, that's one of the reasons that Bub and I studied, you know, the OCC and Senior business model, because it has been about two things: evolution, innovation, and continued growth, moving the pieces everywhere, always expanding, always being about something new, never sitting still for an extended period of time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you're exactly right. I think you need to just keep on keeping on, you know.
So let's talk a little bit about building cool bikes. Yeah.
We got quite a few of them lined up, so things are getting better in the bike building area, so we're happy about that.
Senior, as the foremost authority on custom bikes, where do you see the future of bikes? We saw the shift. There's no doubt that nobody was influential. Nobody has been as influential as you and your sons in the chopper world, period. I mean, let's face it. What was it, Bob? American Iron Horse? Was it those guys? I mean, who didn't want to chopper?
You're saying American Iron Horse. Yeah, they were kind of here and gone pretty fast.
They were, but that all came off of that whole industry. That industry spun off of Orange County choppers, and it wasn't.
Oh, no, the entire chopper world spun off of that for sure. I mean, that is what gave choppers literally six-figure plus, I mean, price tags on them, you know, and that's incredible for bikes. You know, that's what did it, you know, was single-handedly Paul Sr., Paul Jr., and all the entire crew at Orange County Choppers.
And one of the things, Bub, you not only do you build the best parts, but you build amazing, stunning baggers.
Mm-hmm.
Senior, where do you see the future of biking going, say, now and in the next 5-10 years?
You know, I can't look out, but I can tell you, more people using 200 and 16 tires, I think the back tire is pretty much out at this point, the industry does full circle, and I think we're coming back to the choppers again, where I've been from back then till today.
Mm-hmm. And the first one, Senior, was literally built in your basement, man.
Yeah, that's where it all started.
And I believe, Bub, I think, because at Senior's place, he has the classic cars downstairs in his garage area,
mm-hmm.
okay, which he has a full shop in, mm-hmm. right? But when we were inside with John Corner, Senior came in, he was talking to Christian. We were back in the machine shop area, and Senior came in to get a bag of media for his media tank, right?
Mm-hmm.
Downstairs, he keeps his classic and modern performance cars, but up along above them, he keeps a lot of the motorcycles. I think, Bub, some of those motorcycles are his original pieces.
Really cool.
If
We'll get back to you because we're going to.
Oh, no worries. So I think you've got some of your original pieces there, senior, in your collection at the house, right?
Yeah, I keep all my
cars at the house.
But I mean, you've got some of the bikes, like in the garage area where you have a building area as well.
Yeah.
You've got your original motorcycles. Yeah. Some of your original motorcycles.
Yeah, I have my. I actually have my first Triumph. First Triumph that I built in 1971, and I still have my original 1974 Harley that I bought in 1974.
Wow, man, that's crazy!
Isn't that amazing, Bob?
Crazy.
Golly,
and we still have all the theme bikes in the museum. And I kept a senior collection, which most of those bikes I built with Rick. There's probably a dozen choppers that I've built through the years, starting in the later part of the 90s. So I kind of keep everything.
But that's not a bad thing. I mean, Bub, you do the same thing. You hang on to a lot of the things you've built and designed.
Yeah, man. It's funny too, Paul, that you say that, because I can see where, you know, and just knowing over the years and the history of it, you know, you and Rick have a very parallel style when it comes to that old school traditional, you know, chopper style that you guys both do all the time.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. It really, really is. And you know, you have just, I can't tell you, senior, how many lives you've touched. You know, at the end of each show, I close out the show after Bub exits, you know, about reaching out and touching people's lives in a positive way. And you're an amazing animal lover. I mean, Gus has been tattooed. And for those of you who don't know, although I don't know who wouldn't know, but Gus is one of senior's mastiffs who has now since passed on. And you are an amazing animal lover, as are we. I even have our bulldog Diesel tattooed on my arm as well. And you have cats and you have dogs and all of that, senior. And as hard as the press may try to portray you and Bub and I as just these hardcore tattooed bikers, there's a totally different side to that, isn't there?
Yeah.
We're losing him here.
Yeah, he's
in a bad spot.
We see it every day. We've been taking dogs from Texas and Louisiana. I wish that dogs, but I think we're really into animals, and I'm sure you are too.
Yes, we are. Very much so. Absolutely. They bring so much peace and happiness, and you know, unfortunately, so many of them have been abused, even by, you know, big name people. Like, you remember with Michael Vick, you remember that story?
That's horrible, man. How can you hurt an animal?
I mean, for example, look at, you know, most people, senior, think that mice and rats are dirty little animals. Not you. You found it just the opposite, to help one that had been trapped. And in fact, I can paraphrase it. Some people should be shot. And you're right.
All animals have feelings, and when people don't really care and have passion for that, there's better ways to handle that.
Well, you know, Robin's a big gardener, senior, and you know, Mom's always done a lot in the garden, Bub.
Yeah.
She's always growing things. And it's amazing. We got home the other night, senior, and, you know, we live right there in the PGA Nationals, right off of PGA Boulevard there. And, you know, we live in a nice neighborhood. We're very blessed. And mom's got a garden going. And it's I share in her excitement because she loves to grow vegetables and plants and things, senior. And she gets so excited when they sprout and come through the ground. And as I stood behind her and watched her watering this vast array of plants that she's growing, I thought, you know what, man? She really connects because even the plants have feelings.
We may have lost him here. He was going through a bad spot a second ago.
He was. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Let's give him a second to try to catch up with us here.
he dropped out.
Did he drop off?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on 1 second. There we go.
He was going through a super, super bad area.
May cut off over the mountain. No service on the mountain. Okay, call back in. Call back in when you can.
You've got another as well sitting in the...
Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Sr., we'll call back in. Jesse, good morning from Morpheus. I'm sorry to have kept you on hold for such an extended period of time, but when Paul Sr. calls back in, we'll cut over. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Not a problem.
Good morning. Not a problem.
I love listening to what you guys are talking about.
How honored are we to have Paul Sr. come in and join us, man? How cool is that, man?
Yeah,
Senior is an absolute
calling
legend.
Calling in today. Oops, sorry.
He's a good guy. Bub, we have a big announcement to announce between Morpheus and Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Jesse will be joining us on a weekly basis now, doing tech tips on car wraps and things like that. Tell us a little bit about what we've got going on.
So yeah, we're gonna do a little. Tech tips. The car wrap industry and wrap industry that Morpheus always takes into consideration when doing a wrap. But we'll start off with the very first official tip of the day. The first tip is gonna be whenever taking off, always has to be cleaned and scrubbed clean enough that you can literally eat your dinner off of the car.
Here's tip number one, first tip of the day.
So that's a good tip, Jesse. And you are talking anything from spaghetti noodles to cookies and milk to pizza to anything you can imagine.
Even sticky peanut butter.
And see, I would lick all of it up. And if your paint protection isn't done right or your paint's not clean enough, then you're going to leave some of that peanut butter behind, are you not?
That's right. You got to make sure every little subject is absolutely clean before you even touch the car wrap section of the car.
Bub, would you like to talk to the world about what is going to be taking place between Morpheus and Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, please?
Yeah, man. So there's, we've been doing a lot of behind the scenes work with the guys over at Morpheus. Jesse's been doing a super killer job on the SEMA build. Literally, we talked about it earlier before Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers came on. We are literally putting the final icing on the cake of the SEMA build this year. This will be unveiled in Las Vegas, Nevada from October 31st to November 4th. The car is looking like an animal, and I'm telling you what, man, just like Jesse, you know, in everything, it's all about the small details, and that is exactly what we are having you at Morpheus Designs put on that SEMA build for the guys over at Turbonetics Precision, all of us out there this year. And it's just looking insane, dude. I mean, you literally did last night, the renderings that came through, freaking phenomenal, dude. Insane.
I appreciate that. It's a lot of fun. That vehicle is a stunning vehicle, and to be adding the fun to the vehicle, that's what it's all about. It's just going to look so sick. It's a lot of fun, as you know. As you know, as we go back here, add this, change that, put that. That's the fun part about the job. That's the fun part about it. We all enjoy it. The viewers, when they see it, they get that extra appreciation for all the labor that goes into it. It's so exciting.
It's super fun, man. You know, it's we've been going back and forth. I mean, probably 100+ times already just on, again, just the final details that we're doing on that car. And it's, I've been here at the facility since 6 this morning getting that car built more. I've got all the Carbon Creations products going on that car right now, as you've seen that logo come through as well. But, you know, we're getting this car built up. It looks insane, dude. I mean, I literally just walking around this car, looking at it, you know, it's to see that transformation, as you know, in this industry, you know, anytime, especially yourself being a super crazy designer, you know, very artistic and creative, you're able to look at something as a plane and then put together this whole idea in your head, you know, 10 different ways, maybe not be able to, you know, verbally put it out there. But once you start doing those designs and you do them through all your auto systems and everything computer related, and then you start printing and you start going to work, you see that before, during, and after, man. And it is just jaw dropping the difference that you get.
Appreciate it, man.
Even as a kid, you know, you always, 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 always
Morpheus Designs will be marrying up to provide everybody from around the world exotic cars, modern performance, late mod, anything you want. We will be from here forward at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports in partnership with Morpheus Designs, offering the Morpheus Bubba's Exotic Motorsports wraps right here at this facility.
Yeah, that's absolutely exciting. Yeah, that's so absolutely exciting. No matter what location you're in, no matter what from the north, in, if you're from you the north, ability to go to get your wraps done. If you're from the south, you've got another ability to get your wraps done. Ability to get your wraps done. Beautiful combination. It's a beautiful combination.
It is, and we will be, Bub. I know you're working right now on the website update of that announcement. We'll be putting it up. We will have a wraps tab up there on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website. And this is a big, big, big to do, man.
Yeah, man, it's huge. And it's, you know, it's not just limited to wraps. You know, we were talking earlier today, Jess, there's, you know, there's a lot of people out there in, you know, especially in like the aftermarket world, you know, the guys who want to go out and get flashy, have some fun. There are guys who want wraps, right? But there are also guys who need certain protection coatings, you know, whether it be film. You know, I know that you specialize in X-Bel protection. So, you know, talk about that for a minute. That's not something that you use on a full vehicle, or is it? Or do you prefer doing it just on, you know, a lot of guys request the front end areas, especially down here on a lot of these high-end exotics, the Euros, you know, the stuff that's very aerodynamic and low profile to protect from rock chips, things like that.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the reason for success is always because of the honesty. Because of, you know, trying to push people to get things that they don't need is always a challenge.
For example, paint protection is something that everybody needs.
When it comes to the protection, the best part about XPEL is that it's most beneficial on the front impact areas, the bumpers, the pillows, the mirrors, the areas where, while you're driving, impact areas are going to hit. Another thing you could do is use the ceramic coating. I know DNA offers that. You can put that on top of the paint protection for those guys that want the car to be clean. There's just so many different avenues to accommodate the need. And then when it comes to the wash, then we have the car wrap. Change the car wrap, make it look cooler, make it act cool. In the world of paint protection, we could cover anything that's needed.
And the other thing too, Bob, the other thing too is it doesn't just have to be wrapping the car. Morpheus can bring forth wraps for pretty much anything, man.
Yeah, this is true. Special projects we started doing countertops.
Put a layer of Excel on that.
Leave it and forget it. It's such a beautiful thing. Also, we've been doing some refrigerator wraps.
People get tired of their white refrigerator,
and they don't want to buy a new one. You wrap the outside of the refrigerator with foam.
And the beautiful thing is, Bub, we're going to be noting that on the new Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website that gets about 40,000 hits a month. We'll be talking about, you know, you don't have to just have the application on the car. We can offer the application on mailboxes. We can offer the applications through homes and things like that.
Yeah, it's there's so many different avenues you can do with it. You know, it's Jesse, I think, has literally become, I would say, a master in knowing his trait, not only from everything from, you know, very first step, which would be, you know, just looking at it and evaluating what he's working with, being able to determine whether your project is a good candidate or not, whether or not, you know, it's perfect as it is, or whether it needs, you know, preparation done to, you know, like he mentioned, you have to have your surfaces clean and spot on before you can even think about doing anything, you know, and that also goes all the way down to little imperfections, you know, paint chips, rock chips, any chips that you currently have. All you're going to do is amplify that kind of stuff if you don't have that fixed prior. You know, if you've got a deep groove or scratch or chip, you're going to see it even more, right? So you're going to lock that in essentially. You know, and this, no matter how you look at it, you know, we have a lot of questions all the time, Jess, come through about the difference between painting vehicles, you know, color change, for example, like you mentioned, or wrapping them. Well, you know, no matter how you go, the wrap is always going to be the more protective way. It's always going to be a more, and to do it properly, it's
all
going
inclusive.
To be, it's going to be a less expensive way. So, you know, to do a full vehicle all the way down to like it's bare metal, bring it all the way back up like a full factory color change where you're shooting, you know, door jams, you're shooting gaps, you're taking everything apart, you're going in and out, you know, you're hitting all these spots. So it looks, there's no, you know, leftover history of any other previous color. Those are getting north of $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, depending on colors you go with. Wraps, half that cost sometimes a quarter of that cost, right? And you're working with something that is, hey, you want to go from a black to, say, a lime green. You want to go to a matte finish. You want to go to a pearlescent. You put them on. You're in a quarter of that cost. It's very affordable. It's economical. You're protecting your car. And when you're done with it, guess what? You grab a corner and peel, and you keep cruising.
Bub, I want to say good morning to the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports number 12 dirt track driver, Mr. Mark Hoffman. The BEM number 12 car will be here for upgrades for the 2018 season. I think what I'm going to do is have Jesse put together a BEM Morpheus Hoffman wrap for that vehicle. And what I want to do is I want to prove the durability, because it is a dirt track car. I want to prove the durability of the 10-year guaranteed paint protection on the front of that car.
Yeah, I think it'd be worth it.
So we're going to do that. Jesse, I want you to start giving some thought to the I've got pictures of the BEM dirt car. I'd like to, it's a what is it? 84 Monte Carlo, right?
84 Monte Carlo. Yep.
84 Monte Carlo. It's the number 12 car. I'd like, Jesse, when we meet this week, for you to kind of take those pictures from me and start designing the layout of it. And I want to put the paint protection on the front of this, because this is constantly in the dirt, and it literally it's getting banged and beat on. Our driver Mark Hoffman, it has 7 wins to his name this year alone, taking first in Winchester as the last win. I think they got rained out last night, Bub, and it's rescheduled for Sunday this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to prove the durability of the product that we put forth, just like the name Morpheus and BEM.
Now, Jess, let me ask you something. So I know that, you know, you and I have talked about this a couple times before. You know, for all of our listening audience out there, which is, I mean, hundreds of thousands, you know, all over the world. So say, for example, a guy wants to wrap his car, let's say just a matte blue, right? if they were to try to get a hold of you, number one, what is the website number to get a hold of you?
Okay, well, first and foremost, okay, you want to get a hold of me, you want to get a hold of me, you want to call my cell phone,
drop me an email. Right on. So that was number one, Jess, and thank you for that. So for everybody out there, that is the contact for
Bubba's
Morpheus
Exotic Motorsports
and Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Yep. So you can go through either venue. My second question, my follow-up to that is if somebody wanted to wrap their car in matte blue, for example, let's throw it out there. Let's say a brand new 2017 Ford Mustang, right? Same as the SEMA build. So if you are doing this client, their matte blue wrap, is there a way that they can basically say, hey, listen, I've got an installer. I am in North Carolina. I'm in North Carolina. I've got an installer that's local here, but I want to use your highest end wrap. I've seen your stuff on Instagram. I've seen it on Facebook. You know, I see the quality of what you guys do. I've seen your stuff shown and promoted at Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach. So how can I get that wrap for my car? Can they call you and or us here even to get that order placed for a wrap for that vehicle, and then you just basically box it and ship it? Is that something that's possible, or would you personally fly out there? I mean, how does that work?
I love that you. I love that topic. That is actually something that we have been doing.
You'll find some more people.
You'll find some more
in the United States.
We get clients that we get specific race car style designs. They want box truck designs, and what we do is we take the vehicle template, create the design. The design,
we make that wrap, we make that wrap size ready perfectly
to the dimensions of the car,
handled out for how it should be applied,
certain pieces require certain prints,
and then what we'll do is we actually have access,
we actually have access,
wrappers,
that's all they do,
for a living,
and what we do is we set it up, we set it up,
they can come
to a specific garage,
we ship the wraps, and we
marriage the two together,
you get your vehicle wrapped with them.
Wow. So that makes it very, very beneficial. So even guys, because we have fans all over the world and we get emails literally, and that's why I continue to always mention the paint versus wrap versus, you know, clear coat protection films. We have fans, Jess, all the time that reach out and they're like, hey, listen, my car's got scratches all over it, but I don't want to just wet sand and buff it because it is old paint. So I'm not, you know, I don't want to put a bunch of money into old paint, but I don't want to put 10 plus thousand into new paint. What is there in between, you know? And that's always where guys come through with solid wraps where, you know, you're, again, you're always going to be less than doing a full paint job on a car. And it's always going to give you like that. You can do the color changes. You can go from maybe you have a gloss black car. Now you want to go to a matte blue. You want to go to a pearlescent or an iridescent lime green, or you want to go to whatever it is you could possibly imagine. So it's almost like getting a new car again.
Yep, it's a lot of fun.
Once you open up your mind to the world,
it changes for you.
You understand how easy it really is. If something happens, you can simply replace that piece, pull that piece off, and reapply the piece.
And the other thing is, Bub, if anybody does buy our box packages, the BEM Morpheus box packages, they can simply, if they have any tech questions, call in the main line, 561-748-2926, and Jesse will talk to them directly about the application, the proper application. However, we have to preference it that each of these boxes does come prepackaged with a liability clause. The installation is based upon you finding a competent, skilled installer of the product. We guarantee the fit and fitment of it, but we do not guarantee the installation, because if it's something you've never done before, it's not.
Oh, you can screw it up very fast. Yes. Yeah. It's definitely something that a lot of skill goes into, and Jesse goes all the way. This isn't a quick wrap.
Nope.
You know, he literally does his wraps, you know, especially when he did, for example, the Monkey in Paradise Corvette, the track vet, the Diamante Atelier,
the BEM Porsches.
So, you know, the Porsches, I mean, everything that have been done literally as if they are getting a new paint job. I'm talking bumpers off, doors off, mirrors off, handles off. These pieces weren't just like take the wrap, squeeze it around as tight as you can, and then just razor cut it and kind of shove it back in the gaps.
You make a good point, because everybody else out there in the industry,
typically what they do.
Yep.
So you just go around and you cut the taillights out, and then sometimes you'll see some of the factory paint popping through, depending on how clean the cut was. Not the case when Jesse does it over at Morpheus, man. He literally pulls taillights out, pulls headlights out, so he can wrap behind and factory lift all the components and areas. So when you stick those pieces back in, whether it's side marker lights, door handles, mirrors, weather strip, taillights, headlights, all of these pieces go back in. You can never tell that there was, it doesn't look like a wrap that someone just took out of a box and glued it to the car and it was done.
That's correct.
That's right. And the process is honestly the fun part. From start to finish, it's really an enjoyable, and then when you have it done, it's a coffee piece,
something that your friends are going to go,
you're going to really enjoy the start to finish process.
It really is a fun thing to do.
It looks great, car.
Everything is done pristine and perfect, just like it was painted.
So, ladies and gentlemen, look for really big things from BEM and the marriage between BEM and Morpheus, where you will be able to just show up right here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, and we will go right into design mode. You've got two of the brightest designers in the world, guys, Bubba and Jesse, right here.
Jesse, I have one final question for you, and it's always been my curious question of wraps, because personally, I don't do wraps. I let you do them all, right? So when you do these things, so here's one of the things that I've always wondered about. You use what is considered, I think, and I believe it's by 3M, correct me if I'm wrong, but I know you stick with high quality stuff like that. It's like a razor tape that you put down. Is that correct?
The secret weapon in the wrap.
That's the secret weapon. That's why I'm mentioning it.
It's a knifeless.
This is the tool used.
Rappers can create those nice, edgy lines that you see on wrap that didn't require a knife. It's almost like picture flying, flying a specific line or location, lay the wrap over the flaw, and then you yank that flaw through the wrap, creating a nice, curvy, straight wrap. It's a very cool discovery in the wrap world.
So, and again, that just shows to your master style and design and technique of installing wraps. You don't just do it with, let's get honest. Let's go back 5 years ago when wraps first started coming out. Guys were using X-Acto knives with sharp tips on them, and no matter how good you are, you're always going to have some sort of jagged edge or line. And now you have not only have you mastered the design, the install process, the creativity of it, the artistic side of it, to make a wow factor, but you've also gotten all of the correct tooling. You have everything you need to do this stuff start to finish with zero imperfections, and no chance anyone can walk up and say, oh, I see a little blemish here. Not at all.
That's right, and we have someone coming back saying, hey, you cut my car, I have cut my line. It's never going to happen. There's no need to take a risk.
Nope, there's not.
And
no comebacks.
It's funny too that you say that, Jess, because we've done quite a few. Down here in South Florida, it is a huge market of exotics, high ends, Europeans. 6-7 figure rides all day long down here. But we have done. I can't tell you how many. Again, 6- and 7-figure rides we've had come through here in the shop that guys have spent, $10,000-$15,000 on very crazy wraps, some of these crazy Aventadors, and, they get these things in, and guess what? You go to peel the wrap off, even wrap places, they'll peel the wrap off, and we get a phone call, say, hey, man, these guys were, somebody used a razor blade to cut on the car, which tells you that they weren't using. So you know that there have been those issues out there, and then we have to go through and properly, factory blend and paint panels or components because people didn't use the proper tooling installing that wrap from the start.
That's the scary part. If I was not in the rap business, and I would have to, you know, if I wanted to get something done, I'd be almost afraid of where exactly am I going to go? Where behind the scenes? Where behind trucking this person with my vehicle? There's a couple guys in the industry that no one will work that no one will names like the butcher, the Freddy Krueger, or Freddy Krueger.
They have vehicles. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at the top of the hour. Jesse, we thank you for calling in and talking about the marriage between BEM and Morpheus. We love you. God bless you. We will be talking to you every week now, live in studio or on the phone. We wish you a wonderful day. Thank you for calling in, Jesse.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Jess.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are honored to have my mentor and good friend, Mr. Paul Sr., and his beautiful bride, Joan, join us today. Bob, Billy Lane, Rick Pecco. We are blessed that they are in our lives and mentors. We have a conference call with them at 11 o'clock, so we have to clear the air and get things ready to go for that. God bless you, Senior, for calling in, and thank you for being such a wonderful part of my life and my son's life and making us the business we are today. I say that with all sincerity from my heart.
Yep.
You have been a huge impression on not only the industry and the world, but me personally. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Look for all of the big sponsors' products to go up this week live, along with the new Morpheus Bubba's Exotic Motorsports marriage. Miss Outlaw Boutique, that is Miss Outlaw Boutique. MS Outlaw Boutique for the very finest in Outlaw Boutique apparel and accessories. It is Miss Outlaw Boutique at 561-660-6695. Morpheus Design. For the very best in Morpheus designs and wraps in the world today, it is Morpheus Design and Diode Dynamics lighting done Bubba style. Let's not forget Orange County Choppers and all the wonderful things that are going on. Ladies and gentlemen around the world, the seniors have touched, the Tuttles have touched your life in a very positive way. It doesn't matter what you say, whether it was Senior with his mom at the New York Yankees game, of which, Bub, you built the world, the 1978-1979 World Series Most Valuable Player, Mr. Bucky Dent's car that's airing on Velocity right now. It's a 57 Pro Touring one-off Thunderbird.
Yep.
Another beautiful design by you, whether it was, you know, Senior and the guys crushing in the old expedition, the old shop out of happiness because they broke ground on their 100,000 square foot facility all the way through their last episode. We are honored to have had Senior join us right here on Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world today, Bub.
Big time.
Billy Lane, we wish you the best of luck. I know Aaron, his wife, said we're going to miss you guys up here this year.
Yes.
Layla and Robin are busy. You're busy with the SEMA build. I'm sorry, Billy and Aaron, that we didn't get up there. Aaron is pregnant with their second child. We're very proud of you. Kennedy has done a beautiful job, and you guys are both wonderful parents up there, Aaron and Billy. Good luck with the races today. Rick, you, Billy, Xavier, all of you guys ride really safely. We love all of you up there. Have a good time. You've certainly made another footprint in the industry. Ladies and gentlemen, that does it for this episode of Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. Until Monday morning, Bub, at 11 o'clock for our number one rated daily live stream, what will we do?
Just keep on doing it, Bubba Style.
Let's reach out and, to reach somebody's in a very positive life in a very positive manner today, ladies and gentlemen. If somebody's hands are full, please open the door for them. If somebody has holes in the bottom of their shoes, there's a Payless on the corner. I'll bet you got an extra pair of shoes in your trunk. Even if they're too big, give them a pair of shoes, ladies and gentlemen. People are down on their luck today. And you know what? If somebody's hungry, there's a 7-Eleven, a Citgo, a Shell, anything on every corner. Get in and buy them a protein bar and a good Muscle Milk or something good like that. Fill their belly up. Make them feel warm. Okay, Bub? How about that?
That's it.
Until Monday, ladies and gentlemen, God bless all of you, and let's keep on doing it Bubba style. All right, Bub, great show, man. Let's get out of here.
That's it. That does it for this edition of Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. Make sure you join us Monday through Friday on the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page from 11 to 11:30 for the number one rated internationally syndicated daily motorsports live stream as well. Until next time, let's keep on doing it Bubba Style.